Reinventing Organizations, a guide to creating organizations inspired by the next stage of human consciousness. Author, Frederick Laloux. The limits of our current organizational models. For thousands and thousands of years, people have lived on the brink of famine and in fear of plagues, always at the mercy of a drought or a simple flu. Then suddenly, almost out of nowhere, modernity has brought us unprecedented wealth and life expectancy in the last 2 centuries. And all this extraordinary progress has come not out of individuals acting alone, but from people collaborating in organizations. And yet, many people sense that the current way we run organizations has been stretched to its limits. We are increasingly disillusioned by organizational life. Behind the facade of the bravado, the lives of powerful corporate leaders are ones of quiet suffering, too. Their frantic activity is often a poor cover-up for a deep inner sense of emptiness. At both the top and the bottom, organizations are more often than not playfields for unfulfilling pursuits of our egos, inhospitable to the deeper yearnings of our souls. Changing paradigms, past and present organizational models. Organizations as we know them today are simply the expression of our current worldview, our current stage of development. The summary will take you on a whirlwind tour of the major stages in the development of human consciousness and the corresponding organizational models. The way the book portrays the stages borrows from many researches touching briefly upon different facets of every stage. Red organizations. One of the defining characteristics of red organizations is that their glue is the continuous exercise of power in interpersonal relationships. The chief of the red organization must demonstrate overwhelming power and bend others to his will to stay in position. They are adapted to chaotic environments. They are highly reactive and short-term focused. Street gangs and mafias are contemporary examples of red organizations. Amber organizations. The advent of amber organizations brought about 2 major breakthroughs. Organizations can now plan for the medium and long term, and they can create organizational structures that are stable and can scale. The Catholic Church and the public school system are archetypes of amber organizations. Orange organizations. Modern global corporations are the embodiment of orange organizations. The goal is to beat competition, achieve profit, and growth. Internal communications. In teal organizations, there are no unimportant people. Everybody expects to have access to all information at the same time. It's a no-secret approach that extends to all data, including the most sensitive. This information includes not only financial data, but also salaries or the performance of individual teams. Trading roles. Because roles in self-managing organizations are defined granularly, it can be quite easy to trade roles within a team. A person that is very busy can ask colleagues to pick up one of his roles, temporarily or permanently. A team member that wants to learn a new skill can ask a colleague to trade a corresponding role toward the end.